toward the crouching form before it could get through the window, and it retreated, dropping swiftly to the ground. Pox ran to meet it, hoping to strike a blow before the legs found purchase on the cobbles, but the spider pushed off the wall to meet her. Pox dodged the first leap, swinging at its head but missed. It leaped again sideways, and she followed. Quickly it scuttled sideways, turning so that the light of the burning wagon was in her eyes. Pox grinned, and ran wide herself to snatch a burning length of wood from the fire. It retreated, still poised to leap. Pox moved in slowly, arms wide, ready to strike with torch or sword. She heard an arrow strike the stones, as someone in one of the houses tried to shoot the thing and missed. The spider leaped at her, forelegs spanning wider than her arms, and tried to clutch. Pox dove toward the belly, thrusting higher with torch and lower with sword. She saw the spinnerets facing her, and the pulsations that would drive out the poisoned silk. Then the spider flipped away from her, the head crisping already from the torch, and the abdomen gaping open. A single gout of grayish fluid struck her hand, burning through the glove. She gasped with the pain of it, but struck again, until the head and body were separated. By then, the Duke's men were coming into the square. "These midnight conferences," said Arkelin, "are becoming tedious." Pox wondered if he was making a joke of some kind. Arkelin?
"Will the Duke be here?"
Heribert Fontaine, back in his mayoral robes, paused as he set out mugs for ale. "I doubt it." Arkelin rubbed the back of his neck. "Simmet says he'll be fine, but insists he must rest for a night and a day. The gods know he needs it."
"But he's sure..."
"He's sure the Duke will recover, yes. Flesh wounds and exhaustion. No more than that, he says, and Simmet wouldn't lie." Felici came in, shutting the door carefully behind him.
"Surprisingly little damage across the river, Mayor Fontaine. They broke into Collier's place, but didn't burn it. Near as we can tell, only two trees were badly torn up. It looks like they panicked and ran on through. We've set up a perimeter for the night, including the South Bank cottages, but not the outlying farms."
Pox found the rest as tedious as Arkelin had suggested, for they had to explain the events of the past days in sufficient detail to reassure the Council of Dukes East. No easy task, when they kept breaking in with questions, comments, and reminiscences of past campaigns. The revelation that Venner had been closely involved in Tamarian's death aroused a storm of indignation, but discovering that the Duke had sent for a marshal silenced them at last. Pox could see relief and satisfaction in some of their faces, dismay in none.